watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Because all of us sitting here, whether you from Tailebu North or Tailebu South, we all come from Adam. Wabungake kwa lakumaina mangi sa gorilla. Kabi kotoza mwadhi na numutua. Satorawa. Satorotiko. God already placed everything on earth, including the blessings. Iko ndambe tuko nikuwa. Iko sama, hili tuko numuwaka sama. Wana kiku waka silelebu na hika. How wonderful when you are living today and tomorrow is already preparing for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
How wonderful that the word of God is already said and will never return void.
Hallelujah.
Oh, too bad. but you go to Bamotaga, Kabikan Waltambu, and a ticket Duruna being Durbagando Kilena, and a Bakatusana, Yamakilena, Lisa Turana, Chisu Caristo, Lemura Sibamoti Chisu, and a Yago Mainanona, and a Yago Mainanona, and a Yago Mainanona, and who don't take two women, no longer. Ngai kau kau ningau naya, sakai bagi kena ni bertamu di stalo tiko kucisu, sangai mati na tamat butun yau, sulu loka loka na mesinga, line ni mati lalai, sandau marau ena nonambula, line ni keme male, epue, ebutun yau, loka loka keme male, oko e kau ni tui, na marau ni mesinga keme male lebu ne yau, kani bertamu ni mati, sa taka kigete sini sa bagara rawat gitu, temanggu ya perama, ha, angai kinda, sambera. You are sitting here, there's a provision of God in our life. Yeah. Not only spiritual, also physical.
Amen.
I alone know the plan I have for you. Jeremiah Villa. Jeremiah Villa. Rosa Mulgari, what did you think? Quayo Sakila, Nanumanum, Mepolitikumdo. Nanumanilaba. Nanumanizumagara. Nanumanilaba.
Hallelujah.
Nanumanilaba. The wrong commander. Nanumanilaba is Nanumatunakalu. What God think about you.
Hallelujah.
I alone know the thought I have for you, and my thought and plan for you to prosper. Sinai set up apa sepa. Sinai wombale donreani.
Hallelujah.
You can tell me to unikuwa. You cannot put together the word of God with you. Now, today, you need to change that thinking. You tell yourself, I'm a child of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
I believe in this God who walks on the water.
Hallelujah.
This God multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. This God changed water into wine. You need a factory to develop something, some substance. The things that take years to manufacture, the good wine. How can that be happen? I alone know the plan I have for you.
Hallelujah.
Everybody sitting here and everybody watching on television or on Facebook, we are in the plan of God. That you are in the plans of God.
Amen.
He's in the plan of God.
Hallelujah.
Plan to what? Plan to prosper. Dula singa na pirita ko kwa na marijuana. God has a plan for you.
Hallelujah.
And he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind.
Amen.
Hey, come on, church. Can we believe this God and his word?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You grab every word of God not to fall on the floor. You want to take every word of God into your system. I want that word of God to become life in my life. Because the Bible says man does not live on bread alone. Man does not live on physical things. Man does not live on cars and house. Man does not live on silver and gold. Man lives on every word that proceeds from God's mouth. Kana kalo wana teboro, but na teboro do vinaka tamo wara bitu kine ilabo. Na teboro vinaka tamo wara bitu nemu zagalaka. Na teboro vinaka tamo wara bitu nemu yau. Kine nemu vale, kine nemu motuka. That's the devil thinking and his plan. Okoi vinaka tawi kumu wara rabi kine physical thing. Sake kago tisu. Lagotani biau. Sengen imbula na tamatera manra indu ndonga. Imbula na tamatera. Boske lenga salutu mai nemu switchoma. Man does not live on bread alone. Kenda lolo tiko na bibu bukilulu e swarambala kina senga e buka kina nambala e lako tani na bia mode ngai loko mude sa e katu katu wa Italia bole talaba men does not live on bread alone but every word that proceedeth from God's mouth.
Amen.
When we take the word of God and take it seriously, when we take the word of God and becomes our life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Au shiri tukuna ngoni zana zaka zaka. No. Na kau tukuna tiko. Niko kompe ataka na zaka zaka. Wata kena zaka zaka. Kena lomo nimbai nikalu. Eru sandu indu isara. Amen. Wakati tukuna mazo saoti. Loko mekupita. And then he came and asked Jesus. Jesus, Lord. Rabbi, Master. Please. Just have a moment. Yes, Peter. What do you want? We have left everything.
Amen.
We want to come and follow you. Is there anything there for us?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, na taro itu weekend na tamatoloto.
Yeah.
Na rongo na tiko na tukuni aloni eroni ni kuwa. Lisa became a source of blessing to their family.
Amen.
Aroni lebuli, aroni na lakoni university. Ndama indu na return na lakoni na lutobale. Kau kutsi sumi pita, pita. Sega nindu na tamata, imbita na tamana, na tinana, no nambula, na wekana, lako mai mamuriau. Gai sega ni anrau nambulongo.
Amen.
Sae anrau nambulongo, ia mai muri koi na isaundina, na isaundina nambula taumudu. Ia na anrau mandanga nambulongo. He's not talking about money, he's not talking about a package, he's talking about wherever you turn to, God will fill you up.
Hallelujah.
Himeli. Kitu santa mbena no baga baga bitu kani baga bilubeni. Chala ko maina lobsa kitu kania. Kero zaka na tu na Pacific. So binaka. Sanga bando ni kana lobsta baya. E sanga ni lutu mai lo malangi. Hallelujah. Himeli. Abolika, e unduna tamata do bolika, ni unyanyano. Bolika tuika. Viva Ruai, Visha Tambu, my low toka, Lakotiko, Lakotiko, Lakomisuba, Lakotiko, Nokonoko Bridge. Nikua Sangas, Asini Tangira on Ike Lomai. Navaka Laka, Kauzaka Lakina, Olibolika, Ovagana Bolika. Yanavaka Lako made the Kabuana Kalo, Naika Lakoani. Salakoa, my Lako Sartiko. Lagu main dua versi saya kapa kita merah. Tular rendiri. Mereka uki na presiden di loto esle. Uki kita lah satu kiri teleponi. Aku salo loma tu yang ini. Niu merah di sini. Ira tau zoko lewena. Nebakan dia tak kira nunggu loma. Ena lebu ni loma. Kamu ni siapa kerai tak ketiko. Ena soko soko loto ibiti di kuah. Erau bagan apa ya? Erau ngan ni kolaku ena bos ni kalu. Kerau zaga zaga binaka. Asyik tu kan lebih suka lebih suka soko loto. Siapa? Siapa ni dua lagu main na platform gua kuah. Hallelujah. Because we trust in the word. Mai, lakoto lako mai. Mai, ni mai bagay tabi na television. Ni kauto mai nomo ni clips mai kamuraki. Because we know that life is in the word.
Amen.
No longer trust in what we have. Amen. Iku barungu tiku, pakai pangang alu pakai lilai. Usapusu mandang lagi na palalala. See, we don't trust the word of God. We experience our tole kratiko ni talgas talgas osea talgas tibanga kuire ra host kira de tamata lumuti ni kalo na bisu sugoloto the confession of their mouth what they saw that is happening not because we are righteous, not because we are 100%, no, it's because of him and him alone. Ni kero sa testa kana nona bosa ni ko testa kana bosa ni kalo tole kana fiba takiko ni kalo.
Hallelujah.
Because you believe in his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now we can begin to talk about Hebrews 11:6. Ni siyaga na magamauta sa andrende sarna, baby na kati. Tugon mo na kaya na magapritanya ruotolu.
Faith pleases God.
Faith pleases God. You want to please God? Faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of the things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Kego bina kata mo baga maro taka na kalo. We go operate in faith.
Hallelujah.
We walk into this television with no money, but we have faith, and because of that faith, God make it happen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Kero do ba ndo taka berto ngone. Rela na kando za kabando ndo sa nguma tu na kabana za kala ka nikalo kem do wuli the university kem do wuli to university ndo li za kala kem do shibuli aro ndo mutka fa very thing why we want to go and have a job, to have money. Why to have money? To buy the food. But if God can supply the food, then you don't need money. You need your connection with God. That's why the condition in Matthew 6:33, don't worry, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about the clothes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about the food on the table. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, because all these things shall be added to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have so much to share, and we are sharing from practical. We are not explaining in theoretical term. Kero si biwa seti ko na kani pakasama and na kani buku na kena bosa na kena tuani. Kero biwa seti ko na ambaza nimbula.
For those of you that are tuning in today, on what Ngasile is sharing with us today, it's the entitlement of every believer. Every believer. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's yours. And no more. But for those of you that are here and also tuning in, like what we always say, teaching, for the previous few Sundays, on the condition that you need to create. And you need to build a runway in the physical sense. But ready for God to even look your way, for God to answer your prayer, and for God to supply to your need. So if you're watching and logging in today, or for those of you that are here, no sorry, we would like to encourage you today. You need to check your condition. How far have you gone? Some little changes that you have done in your life. Look, na rate, na volume, na kena totolo, amen. The quicker you create, the faster you develop that condition, God is at your doorstep to meet you. His provision is up here. His blessings are already here. They're here. But you need to create a condition to bring that down to your level. You need to do that. And sini rondi kubaka vita litunga uvudisa tunga kakasi tunga wasabasa da tunga mongenda no mameda manana bibaruta kisanga yana condition kero kachi kama tani kwa esana kani na mambula mebe isa wale lai. You need to tweak all those things out. You need to roll out those certain things that you need to live today. We will not tell, we will guide you, but the Holy Spirit will help you. Amen. I'm smoking. I love my smoke. I can't leave my smoke. Oh, I love my booze. I love my green. I love my hot stuff. I can't leave it. One of the conditions for you to leave it. We will not tell you how to leave it. God is going to do it for you. Resist. Or you come back to my computer because that and because the cabinet go. A single detail talk of one of the wrong and the other making and none of you take a week. Hallelujah. We can start with some, we can come with some. It's so such a gongari. Hallelujah. You need to create the condition. It doesn't, it's not going to be a lot of the kitchen and then a rumble. Amen. But I don't want to cut them in the when you come and have your Holy Communion, you coming in because out of your desire, you are resisting the things that is out of there. And you need, you know, you are telling God, I need to go this way. You need to give me the strength. And so we can, we are halfway, some of us 75%. So we can have 1% to live out for you to gain. Amen. Like what we said, the volume, the speed, you know, whatever that comes your way from God. We can pray, we can guide, we can teach, we can preach. But the onus is on you as an individual. Oiko ko kona kadiba. So na mataka ni ko iko mo zaka bando nindi nindi. Na no, we are was a very significant day. And we went with Gasilev yesterday. He actually preached. I for one, we came in the bakarong at mega mendi ko na avusa na mat watu lingilingi and koro o waitambo and tikina ola kemba. Mene sana lao. Oyang wanen di waitambo. And then we want to acknowledge Waitambo in my life. We went through certain things in our life when my father died. I didn't hate my Tambo. I didn't have any offended feeling. I just don't want to have anything to do with that. So was nothing to do with the Waitambo Day. It was all to do with me. It was me. And that is one of my conditions that I needed to fulfill with God. Yes, I was getting blessed. Yeah, God was listening to my prayer. He's so close to my heart. But God saw that there is still one element that I need to fix in my life.
Hallelujah.
And I believe after that day yesterday, I felt so good. Like what I said, when I was only 13 years old, I'm relating my story because it can be yours. Or you're sitting here today, you might have gone through the same experience as I did. After 41 years, then I stood yesterday to acknowledge my father's village. Okay, because you had nothing to do with whatever happened to my family. I've always shared it in the church, and God allowed that day for me yesterday. When my father died, like what I always share, always relate the story, we had a shop, we had a 7-acre piece of land, we had everything. I would say, looking back, at that point in time, in those years, life was good. I didn't know who my father's relatives. I only know one, and he owned a Tutumbo taxi living in Lami. Una, thank you. That's the only family I know very closely. And my dad had one of his brother at my uncle's city that he allowed to stay in our land. So our land had all my father's relatives. The only thing that we know as the children, they got us through the family tree. So we know all their names. I know all the names of my father's brothers and two sisters. I know all the side of my mother. But my mom, out of her family, was taken to another family. We all know them by names, but we haven't seen them. Some of them, I haven't seen them today. And when my father died, the day that he died, after he was buried, my father's family, they took everything we had. They took our shop. They shared all our animals. Up to the point in time that one night we were running away with my mother. My mother's leg is amputated, and she has a diabetes. I had one brother and one sister. They were working at the bank, and they have moved on to have their life. I was the only one with my mom. My mom was very close to me. So all those things we went through. My father's relatives used to come and stay around the homes in our land. They never come home. 41 years ago, and I used to see and hear my mom. My mom wasn't working. The very thing for us to live on was taken. We grew up. We struggled. I erased it when I was 13 years old, and I erased it completely from my mind. And I erased that name and that village from my heart. Na buno kete lako kine nataringa na katunga mani wati bavi, wati ana korni tinango. Tamango kete tinango rururu mela kemba. Na tinango me wati bavi na tamango me waitambo. Ona katunga nwanie wati bavi. Me adaba mainde na singa ngiri manga sile mge kakwa biao. And don't turn with money or chungwe, well, I could remember the Rawaka, Rolok, maybe Kakako, Rolok, my way, Tambakasan Kakalina, come here, the Raw, Akokiri, Gurri, the wrong house, and then you'll be like,
I decided that time that I'm not going to go. But God allowed yesterday for me to go. Because you might have something in your heart that you need to let go. You need to let go. Yes, you have every right to hold on. But with God, you need to let go. When I was only 13, when my father died, Waitambu died with that. But today, 41 years later, I'm standing in your front and standing before you to ask for your forgiveness. Not so much nothing to do with us. It was all to do with me. I need to do that, and I need to ask for forgiveness. So we came down now. We saw batu lingi lingi. I got to go here and there. No one knows what to go here. No batu lingi lingi do. And then don't come and no do. Raga taka na tamango. I'm gonna make kila chiko no. And then you know we saw. Na neto sa na yada na batu lingi lingi. Na yada do kadi ni make na sole make to la ko kene balo ti dake na batu lingi lingi. Na ka kene do yada na tamango do yada na tu na batu lingi lingi. And I used to wonder na dawa manda na batu lingi lingi. Yesterday, sitting there yesterday, on Garawava. And I have any Yamusan it mango. So your story may be the same as mine. Yesterday was a deliverance day for me. Like what I said, I was saying that year, I just don't have anything to do with them. Or to no go with the money, or to demand what the cow. Give a cacket on a lock and into a lock my me, Lulu, make a quay on my way down. Or to no give out and a Lulu, no sabu, Kiavuki, Wakando lock. I was saying that year, I was some best. I don't want to hear it. Because I saw what he did to my mom. And I know the pain he took. All my brothers and sisters have gone. I lived with my mom. I stayed with my mom. And that hurt lasted. So yesterday was a good day for me. You may relate to my story. That is my story. Because today when you come up to every Holy Communion, there may be elements in your life that you need to let go. There may be certain things in your life that you thought it was okay, but it's not okay in the eyes of God. I can rest. Whoever brings it. That's the way that I look at things. So yesterday was one of those days. So God did yesterday for me. It was for me. So I want to encourage you today. You may have every right to feel the way you feel. I have every right to hate. I have every right not to like the person that they have an extramarital affair with. You have every right. But today, let go to benefit the conditions of God. Hallelujah. It's between you and your God. Maybe you're starting a small business. This is the moment. Come and commit to God your business. Maybe you're thinking of doing something. This is the moment. Come up and receive that God is going to do it for you. So the spirit can amend the Nandura and the Chukina. Our spirit can go and go and slave women and Turkin and the Moonway.
Sarongo to weekend and the Mosanikalo and Sienikua. Sangevato weekend and London Ding Dingi. Kabikan dari bola tambuk asar muda nunggu bosa kata kau kini indu nak satu mata buku satu tu batik indu satu rana vale enam dalih batu ikan bagai indu asar muda nunggu bosa kasih kata kau kini indu nak satu mata lilia satu tu batik indu antamat satu rana vale enam dalih ninuku ni natau nauda dogan indu umbui naliwan dani natambakan vale gua ia enam vale sakali bukan enam vale sabi muli eni bikan datu rangir marah mazur buku nunggu lewa enam bulu lima gua New Zealandi nampu seni keluar indu asar muda. Nalumati ko nga tu wakarau tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na bingarabi nonda mula ena singo vina kani kwa nga ingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tukuni watitoka waridake wakalunga teki kandana turanga ena singo vina kani kwa Amen.